Okay, I'm here with head coach Gabe Sanders, and coach, today, obviously opening the indoor season, can you just speak to the overall performance of both the men's and women's squads here at BU?
Solid. Solid is the one word that comes to mind from the overall program. What I loved was engagement from every single event area. I loved seeing, you know, what we're seeing during the week, Monday through Friday, being implemented on the weekend. I love the interactions I'm seeing with our coaching staff and our young people. The synergy that I'm seeing in the trenches with the student athletes, with each other, and that's bleeding into performances. We're seeing some really high-end performances across event areas from top to bottom, from returners to first-year athletes. So I would say solid is right where you want to be to start the year.
Definitely. And speaking of returners, Nalani Phillips obviously had an amazing day, setting a school record in 300, setting a facility record in 300. Can you just speak to her performance?
Outstanding. Outstanding. She's been doing some really special things in practice throughout the fall, progressively getting better and better, and even kind of making me make a little bit of a side eye, like, well, we really might have something here. Like, I knew this young lady was good, but to be that good right now at this point in the year, you know, running 37.44, that puts you in special territory as far as the status of the type of athlete that you are. And she handled it with grace, with grace, with humility, and really gratitude is really what she felt afterwards and expressed afterwards. So I'm so proud of her. And what made it all the more significant is not only is it a facility record, but it's a school record, and a school record held by Sharon Collier Danville. And that's really cool that she got to do it at Sharon's meet. And also, the facility record is held by an Olympian in Gabby Thomas, the former collegiate record holder in the 200. So that's a double whammy of how significant that mark is today.
And in addition to Nalani, we had seven other Terriers break into top 10 times for the program, and a bulk of which were newcomers. Can you talk about what you've seen from these newcomers, some returners, making some jumps in the records early on in the season?
Progress. And that is a testament to our entire program. We are trying to make progress and continue to up the standard. We want to first raise the floor for what our standard is at the bottom and what it means to be good. And we want to raise the standard in terms of where we're aspiring to. And when you're reallocating the top 10 list at your school, you're doing exactly that. You're reallocating what that floor is, and you're resetting your vision and focus and your lens as to what your ambitions can be. And to have 8 all-time marks in December to start the year, that's a very special testament to the direction that this program is heading.
Definitely. And then one last note, today was an extra special day as the Hall of Fame ceremony for BU Athletics was happening earlier this morning. Can you just talk about the chance to honor Tony and Tari at the meet today?
Magic is the word that comes to, I know I'm doing all these one words, but you know, magic is the word that comes to mind when we talk about having the opportunity to really embrace the legacy that people like Tahari James and Tony Keneally have left. I mean, Tony was here in the mid-80s, which were really the golden era of throws at Boston University. And quite frankly, that training group that Anthony led was one of the more prominent throws groups in the NCAA. And Tahari James, who I had the honor of being here at the very end of her career as an assistant, getting to see her in action, you know, she was doing things that you would never think that a person at Boston University would necessarily do when you think, oh, BU, multiple-time All-American in the horizontal jumps. And she was such a special person and a special athlete. And to have them both in the building together representing different golden eras of our program here, and also in conjunction with what we're seeing on the track right now, was a very magical, special moment to give them their due, and also for our young people to see, hey, this is the standard that we're right now trying to live up to. So it was fantastic having in the building. It was fantastic giving them their due. And it was fantastic sharing all the moments that we had today on the track and in the field with them.